Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 88. Our topic today is I Am by Grace. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9, "For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me." The Apostle Paul had revelation and great insight on the grace of God. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, he says, "It is by grace that I have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves." Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is God's ability. Grace is everything that God has that he makes available to you and me. So it follows that if we're going to do anything for God, we should do it through the grace that he offers us. The Apostle John wrote that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Whatever struggles and difficulties we may face, understand that there's no struggle in the grace of God. And there's a tension between our abilities and God's abilities in us. The tension is not that we should not use our abilities. It's more about how we focus on the source of our strength. You should have confidence in what God gave you, but always have faith in the grace of God. Paul considered himself the least of apostles because he reflected on his past behavior as one who was a persecutor of the church. And he surely knew that other people may have seen him in that same light. But ultimately, this statement is the one I want you to take away. He wrote, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." There is no boastfulness in that statement. It is simply a statement of fact. Whatever you are, whatever I am, when we trust God, it is the result of his grace working in us. Then Paul wrote, "I labored more abundantly than they all." Paul said, "I've worked harder," but then he qualified it by saying, "not me, but the grace of God in me." It's easy to mistake confidence for arrogance, but when you operate from the place of the grace God has put in you, you're only being obedient and faithful to God. You are by grace. Say it, I am by grace. Let me encourage you to listen to my teaching from last Sunday. The topic was servant leaders serving God's purpose. And we all are called to serve and to lead one way or another. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.